fitness and started working as a personal trainer for a respected gym. Written and published two books, one of which is an Amazon bestseller, and had tremendous success with women, even finding one that's been a pleasure to date for the past 6 months. More importantly, I developed a beaming sense of confidence, charisma, and a strong body in the process. In short, I began to take on many characteristics of the alpha. I don't tell you all this to impress you, but rather to impress upon you the value of the various tools, habits, virtues, and hobbies I will share with you in this book. The rules I followed to make this transformation. Over the course of the last 3 years, I've experimented with a large number of habits, activities, lifestyle changes, and hobbies. Some of them were nothing more than time wasted, but others had incredible benefits, and I can honestly attribute my entire transformation to the use of these tools. And so, I finally decided to analyze their effectiveness and consolidate them into a book. This book. Inside, you will find a series of rules that I discovered after viewing the same patterns and effects over and over again, both in my life and in the lives of close friends and family members. I find that concise and actionable advice has been the most valuable to me, so I'll treat you with the same respect. Each of the following chapters represents a particular rule, my experience with it, the lesson I learned from applying it, and a step-by-step list explaining how you can take action. The book is laid out chronologically in the order that I encountered and applied each rule. I will do my best to give credit to all those who acted as mentors to me on this journey, be they friends, authors, or otherwise. What is alpha? Before delving into my journey and the rules I followed to transform my life and becoming alpha, I think it's wise to examine exactly what the term alpha means. Below are the most common definitions of the word. Number 1, as a noun, the first letter of the Greek alphabet, alpha. Number 2, as a noun, the first one, the beginning. Number 3, as an adjective, being the highest ranked or most dominant individual of one sex. The third definition is the one that we will deal with in this book. This is the definition people refer to when they use the term alpha male. Yet I find that it commonly carries a negative connotation. It's often used to denote an asshole or someone who is overtly trying to assert their dominance, and this is where I must step in and make a critical distinction. The man who consciously tries to dominate his group or the environment around him is not alpha. He desperately wants to be, but he doesn't have the confidence or the integrity necessary to embody this desired state. This yearning and sense of inadequacy manifests itself in a variety of aggressive, disrespectful, and unintelligent actions. He stares down other men on the street with the hope of intimidating them. He's loud and quick-tempered with both his friends and strangers. He constantly tries to prove his manliness through cheap shows of aggression. None of this is alpha. The real alpha male is confident, charismatic, physically strong, experienced, and successful. More importantly, he doesn't feel the need to prove himself or show off any of these characteristics. He carries himself in a calm, cool, and collected manner. His presence alone demands respect. He doesn't need to do so verbally or physically. He's a truly dominant and respected individual. The rules laid out in this book are meant to serve you on your journey to becoming a true alpha male, not the immature, attention-whoring counterpart. Please bear this distinction in mind as you make your way through the following pages. How to read and use this book. While this book can certainly be read in one or two settings, it contains far more advice that can be realistically digested and acted upon in such a small time frame. I encourage you to read one or two chapters at a time. Alternatively, you can plow through the whole book quickly and then make your way back through a second time, little by little. In fact, this is probably how I would do it. It will give you a solid grasp of the big picture and also allow you to choose particular areas to focus on for your second read. After reading each chapter, I will ask that you take some time to reflect on each step included in the Take Action section. Some of the chapter's activities can be completed in mere minutes, while others demand more time and energy. Rushing through the steps will not produce optimal results. Keep in mind that I applied all of the rules and lessons included over about 2 years' time, and I'm still working on many of them today. Personal transformation and growth takes time. The fire can definitely be sparked in an instant, but the journey is one that lasts until you die. If reading this book can provide you that spark, or even just